So the Fulbright Program, again, was established in 1946 to increase mutual understanding between citizens of the United States and other countries. This is an important historical aspect, as well as a very important consideration for applicants to the program. This really is the DNA of the Fulbright Program, so understanding that as a Fulbrighter, you're an ambassador, is key to making a strong application. Your work will have impact, it will have outcome, and you should have a vision for that in your application. The Fulbright Program is sponsored by the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs and administered by the Institute of International Education's Council for the International Exchange of Scholars. This slide really does show that as a Fulbrighter, you're in great company. We have administered over 380,000 awards since the inception of the program. We send about 80 scholars abroad annually. We participate with about 160 different countries throughout the world, and our alumni include heads of state, Nobel laureates, Pulitzer Prize recipients, MacArthur Fellows, recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and many, many other distinguished alumni. And again, we really hope this inspires you to be to apply to be part of the Fulbright family. Diversity and inclusion is a cornerstone of the Fulbright program. We want to, in this program, as our goal is to increase mutual understanding, to reflect the diversity of the U.S. There isn't one American experience. There isn't one kind of American scholar. So really, that's a cornerstone of the Fulbright program. And that's why we do like to mention that in presentations. Today, we're going to be focusing on the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. So these awards are the majority of what's available in our catalog of awards. About 7% of our awards focus on education administrative seminars, but about 93% of our awards focus on awards that feature a project in teaching, research, or a combination of the two. Based on eligibility, you have to be a U.S. citizen, and you have to fit into the parameters of the specific award. So you are applying to a particular award with a particular project. Some awards will have requirements around degrees, so many will require a doctoral degree, although many will be open to folks who have master's degrees and professional experience. Certainly artists, practitioners are welcome to apply as long as they fit into the parameters of the award. If you're applying for a teaching award, some awards will require a specific amount of experience in teaching. Candidates who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces are encouraged to apply. And then new policies on previous grants include, there's no cap on the number of Fulbrights you can receive, but you do have to wait 2 years between the end of one grant and the application for a following grant. As we alluded to, the program supports teaching and or research. Grants range anywhere from 2 to 12 months. We have programs active in 130 plus countries. Generally, these awards are for faculty, administrators, and professionals. Open aggregately to all academic disciplines, though not every award supports every discipline. You do apply to a specific award with a proposed project. Our application deadline is September 16th, and your affiliation can be with a variety of host institutions depending on the award parameters. So we are back on track, and thanks again everyone for letting me run through those. We will record this webinar and share the recording, so no need to frantically take notes. We will share the slides and the recording. It will be posted to our website within a few business days. We really do, though, appreciate you dealing with our audio issues, and thank you for your patience. And now I'll have opportunity to talk about Europe, finally.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah, and this shows like how you can adjust to various challenges, and you can easily adjust to some technical difficulties we're having. So that makes a good cultural ambassador in the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program. So as we discussed earlier, Europe and Eurasia is the largest regional program within the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program, and it offers unique awards. And it represents 44 countries in the Fulbright Program, and it offers 257 awards, to be more precise, so up to 260 awards. And spanning from Ireland to Russia and all the countries in between. So as the Bologna process shapes higher education across Europe, now is an exceptionally exciting time to collaborate with colleagues at European institutions of higher education. Applicants can propose to teach, research, or pursue a combination of both. And research at some of the best universities and research institutions in the world. Just to add that we are going to cover and highlight some of the awards in Europe, but you know, we do have a range of opportunities from cybersecurity in Romania, which is a new opportunity, to multi-country opportunities in the European Union, or iFund in Greece, multi-country award, and so many others that are represented in the catalog of awards. So here are some of the new awards and priorities. Albania has just launched a new award in investigative journalism, and this is great because the scholar will be placed at the Department of Journalism in the capital of Albania, in Tirana, at Tirana University. And then Finland offers a new award to the University of Vaasa on the western coast of Finland, and it is an open-ended award, so offers opportunities for all disciplines. Then I mentioned briefly Iceland and Greece. This is a new opportunity. It's a joint award on economic crisis management. It's a six-month opportunity, and as long as the scholar stays 3 months in each of the countries at least, you can affiliate with any university, research organization, or any partner, as long as they are not for profit. Ireland has a new award in entrepreneurship and business innovation. It's an exciting new award. It's 3 months at Letterkenny Institute of Technology. So, and then Romania offers a completely new award. This is very popular, the Media Literacy and Cybersecurity Award, which is considered also a priority field. And Spain has several new awards and continuing awards as well to the University of Murcia, which is a great university city. And we can continue to review some of the other highlights in the Western Europe. We'll start with United Kingdom, which is the biggest country, the biggest country that offers the number of biggest awards in the UK. We just want to highlight Fulbright Cancer Research Award, which is also the second year that they're offering, and it is designed to pursue cancer research at any accredited institution in the UK from 3 to 12 months. So this is, you can affiliate with any research center based in the UK as long as it is accredited. Then we continue with another opportunity that was quite popular last year too, Fulbright Cybersecurity, which again offers research at any institution, so you need to research and find your own affiliate, your own host. And PhD is not required, and it is even open to early career and professionals. Spain has this great opportunity in business management at the Universidad de Murcia, and the scholar here can propose to teach in the MBA degree program and also do a collaborative research on business and innovation for 2 to 3 months. Germany has an award in all disciplines, and they do offer up to 8 grants to teach, research, or both, combination of both. However, they do have some preferred disciplines, so you want to also pay attention to what are some of the preferred disciplines, even when they say they offer all disciplines. Like Germany has communication, journalism, and political science, and it is from 2 to 4 months, and they do even offer the flex option, which I think we can also cover that too, Peter, later. Then the NATO Security Studies, it's a research, teaching, or a combination of both on transatlantic security studies at a EU university or a think tank for 5 months. This is open to early career as well. So continuing to the more opportunities in Western Europe, just to highlight some, and you can see the diversity of disciplines offered, like the Fulbright Award in Portugal, which offers an opportunity to do research at the Open Ocean Ecology, CIMAR, Algarve Center for Marine Sciences for 3 months in Faro in Portugal. And then France offered this for the second time, second year in a row, the Fulbright Paris 10 University affiliation. This is a chance to collaborate with any of the four member institutions of Paris 10 University and offers opportunities in all disciplines. Estonia, another country that has multiple disciplines, and just to highlight a few of the disciplines that they offer, agriculture, business, admin, music, STEM, and so on. And then France is another also popular destination. They do offer several awards, and one of the highlights here is just to see all the France regional awards that offers opportunities for early career or junior research, as we say. It's a postdoc award in research in STEM fields. And then just to highlight, Spain has an opportunity in bioinformatics at the Universidad de Murcia. It's a new award, 2 to 3 months, and it covers specializations in artificial intelligence, molecular modeling, and so on. So, Peter, you want to discuss the opportunities that the Nordic countries, because you specialize, you work on these countries. You want to tell us more about them?
Yes, and so Aperdia handles most of Europe, and she's the direct contact for most countries in Europe for U.S. scholar applicants, but I do work on the Nordic countries. So if you're applying to Finland, Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, I'm the contact for these awards, and I'm happy to go through these awards, some highlights. As we already mentioned this, but it's worth noting, a new award at the University of Vasa, a scholar award. This is a new award at that institution in Finland. It's a 3 or 4 month award, and it focuses on all disciplines. Iceland has a wonderful award, a very, very unique award for occupational therapy. It's a teaching grant at the University of Akureyri. Akureyri is in the north of Iceland, and it's really focused on a variety of occupational therapy specializations, but again, a teaching grant. Norway, I wanted to highlight the Advanced International Studies at the Nobel Institute. This award supports up to 3 grants, and I think it's actually worth mentioning for those who aren't familiar with our terminology. When we say award, we mean an opportunity. A grant is an instance of an opportunity. So the advanced study at the Nobel Institute is one award, but up to 3 grants can be administered for that award. This award is really focused on topics like international relations, political economy, peace and conflict studies, political theory, Cold War history, and contemporary and modern history. Sweden has a wonderful award at Chalmers University in Gothenburg. This award is a distinguished year award in alternative energy technology. As we mentioned, we'll actually talk a little bit about award requirements, but many of our awards do require a letter of invitation from a host institution in the country. This award to Sweden does not require a letter of invitation, and in fact, you should not seek a letter of invitation. I also want to point out, just to give you a contrast of the different kinds of awards available throughout the Nordic countries, Denmark has an all-disciplines award. So unlike the other awards that you see on the slide, which are very specialized either with particular host institutions or fields of study or both, the Denmark all-disciplines award is wide open to any academic discipline at any institution in Denmark. And that's sort of a great way to see the range of requirements and parameters for different awards. With that, I'll hand it back to Aperdita to talk about Central Europe.
Thank you, Peter, as we're taking you to a journey, a virtual journey across Europe. We'll continue with the Central Europe and start just to highlight Poland has a great opportunity in media literacy and cybersecurity. Again, it's an opportunity to teach, research, or a combination of both at Kaczyński University in Warsaw. PhD is not required, so you want to pay close attention to some of the awards. The requirements vary. So in this case, this is welcoming professionals who do not have a PhD in this field, and then you can do either teach or research or a combination of both. And also, on the other hand, is a very unique award for artists. This is the Fulbright Q21 Museum's Courtier Artist in Residence Award. This is a 2-month residency in art, dance, film studies, music, and theater. So you would need to affiliate with any of the partners within the Q21 Museum's Courtier and based in Vienna. To continue further to Hungary, has a very interesting opportunity in education or psychology, teaching only. So you cannot do research, but you can only teach, or a combination of two, actually. So for 4 months, 2 to 4 months in several suggested institutions in Hungary. So they're open to early career applicants. So early career means less than 5 years of teaching or research experience. Then Czech Republic has an award in all disciplines that's from 3 to 9 months, includes professional projects as well, and any appropriate higher education institution in the country. Just to finalize with Slovak Republic, offers an opportunity in American studies. It is a teaching opportunity, and it is also highlights 6 of the institutions that you can affiliate with, and this is from 3 to 5 months, so depending on your interest. To continue further to my favorite part of the world, of the Europe region, the Southeast Europe.
And you should explain why it's your favorite part of the world.
So I am originally from Kosovo, so I used to host Fulbrighters. I used to work at the U.S. Embassy in Kosovo, so anybody who has any questions about, particularly about Kosovo, feel free to reach out, or any of the other 43 countries that I, 38 countries that I handle in Europe. But in particular, Kosovo is like a very pro-American country and offers opportunity to work directly with the Ministry of Education on higher education policies in Kosovo. So you would be working directly on the impact of the higher education in Kosovo. They're working on various topics right now, like accreditation is one of them. So if you're interested to work directly on a high level, position, yeah, this is a great opportunity for you. Great food, great people, great hospitality. Then to continue, sorry, I'm a bit biased about Kosovo, but that's where I'm from. So, and then to continue to Bosnia and Herzegovina, they do offer an award in all disciplines, and they, however, the priority will be given to those who apply in cities outside the capital of Sarajevo. And especially those institutions that haven't hosted Fulbright scholars before. So they want to spread these opportunities across Bosnia and Herzegovina. And then Croatia, the beautiful Croatia, that offers the opportunity in all disciplines, teaching, research, or combination of both, at any Croatian academic or research institution. So this is up to you to decide and reach out to these institutions in Croatia and then just start the conversation with them on your project and idea and see what is their feedback. Ukraine, on the other hand, which is part of Eurasia, offers opportunities on public administration, NGO management, health administration, or public health. Lithuania also has an opportunity for 5 to 9 months, 4 grants in all disciplines, preferred specialization, secondary and university education and administration, civil society, youth, and so on. So these are just some of the highlights, because the full information can be found on our catalog of awards, which Peter will show us in a minute. And just to end with Russia, that offers this great award in science and innovation, 1 or 2 semester research or teaching in the STEM field. And they do offer three grants as part of that. So we can continue with covering some of the distinguished chair awards. Just wanted to show you also the level of the scholars in this case. They have to have at least 10 years of teaching and research experience in order to be qualified for the Distinguished Chair Award. So Fulbright Schumann Chair at the European University Institute in Florence, Italy, offers this opportunity to do teaching or research in the field of economics, non-US history, law, political science, sociology for one semester or one academic year. France has a great opportunity called Fulbright Tocqueville Distinguished Chair Teaching Award and offers opportunity to do teaching and research in all disciplines. And this is open only to academics, so independent professionals are not qualified for this particular award. In Sweden, Peter, if you want to discuss Sweden.
Sure, and again, this particular slide focuses on Distinguished Chair Award, which is a different kind of award, and you can start to see the wide variety of opportunities. But Sweden has an award with the Lund University. It's a chair award in public international law. This award is one or two semesters teaching or a combination of research and teaching, a very focused award at Lund University, the Wallenberg Institute. So again, a very focused award. We will show you very shortly, give you a little catalog demonstration of how you can start to get more information about these awards. But before we do that, we'll have I think they're closed out with the award to Austria.
Yeah, and Austria has this great opportunity and Fulbright Catherine and Craig Hall Distinguished Chair for Entrepreneurship in Central Europe at Vienna University. This is teaching or research or combination of both for 4 months. With that, I'll turn it over back to Peter to demonstrate the catalog of awards on my website, and you can see how to filter the awards and where to find the awards to match your background and interest.
And thanks, Albertina, and thanks everyone for coming with us on our trip through Europe. We really wanted to highlight some of the awards available in Europe, but I want to, I fully recognize that, what does this mean? How do I find more information? How do I know if I'm the right fit? Or if I don't have a PhD, or what can I do in the research period? There are a lot of questions that you definitely have, and we will have some time for Q&A at the end of this session. But I want to show you how to use our catalog to find information and answer a lot of the questions that you may have. So if you'll bear with me for just a second, I'm going to pause the presentation, and I am going to open our catalog of awards. The other thing I want to make sure folks are aware of is that after we archive this webinar, we will share digital resources with you, including the link to our catalog of awards, of course, but also application resources. So if you have questions about how to write a proposal that's appropriate, or who to approach for letters of recommendation, how to get a letter of invitation if it's required, all of those materials we have on our website, and we'll send you a handy toolkit of digital resources to assist you. So let me share my screen again so we can see the catalog of awards. And right now you should see our catalog of awards, awards.cies.org. So our initial search is very broad based, and that's good, because I think that mirrors how to approach this. So you want to start a very broad based search at first, and then narrow down to the kinds of opportunities you're looking for, and that fit your profile, but also fit the kind of project that you want to do. So our initial search function, you can search by region, you can search by country, and you can search by discipline. But let's do a very quick search for Europe, Eurasia, and let's search all awards. And you see that we have 257 awards throughout Europe, Eurasia. When you open the catalog, you can see much more enhanced search functions. So again, that regional search, but we also have the country search. We can search if an award features a multi-country area or not, features a multi-country aspect or not. We can also search by discipline. We can search by activity. So say you want to see teaching awards, research awards, professional projects. We can search by grant length. We can see if an award offers a flex grant, for example, which allows you to segment your activity into multiple short-term visits, or search for awards that are under 3 months, up to more than 10 months. We can search by degree requirement. Does the award require a PhD or not? We can search by the category. So is it a distinguished chair, which is what we just finished talking about, or is an award open to early career scholars? Is it a postdoc award? We can also search for professional profile. So is the award open to academics only? Is it open to folks outside of academia? Is it open to higher ed administrators? And then we can even search by the requirement of an invitation letter. So everything from an invitation letter is required to an invitation letter should not be sought, and every variation in between. I want to give a, we'll go back to the Europe search, but I want to give an overview of some different kinds of awards so that we can see the variety of awards available. So let's look at Albania, for example. Let's look at the All Disciplines Award in Albania. When we open the award, we see four tabs, and each of these tabs will tell us different information. For the Albania All Disciplines Award, there's one grant available, and on this award, your project can focus on research, it can focus on teaching, or it can focus on a combination of teaching and research. This award is open to all levels of scholars, including early career, and a PhD or other terminal degree is not required. The contact information for the IIE team member that works directly with this award is always listed in the award description, so if you can't find the information you're looking for, absolutely reach out to the person listed for the award. But let's look at the other information that is provided in the award description. So there's information around the activities that you can undertake for the grant. There's information around the grant length. So we say that this is a 4 to 5 month grant, but it does offer a flex option, meaning that you can divide the grant into multiple short-term segments, and we have information around the flex structure if you're applying for a flex grant with this award. The U.S. Embassy provides information to all interested applicants from very early stages of the application form. The Embassy is willing to make recommendations. Applicants are strongly encouraged to contact potential host institutions. So it seems like this award, you're very open to a variety of potential host institutions. We see that applications are sought in all academic disciplines, but there is a preference for the disciplines listed here: American Studies, Communications, Education, Religious Studies, etc. And specializations that are of interest, of particular interest, are investigative journalism, women's studies, higher ed admin, and the others you see listed here. Cybersecurity, I will say, is a huge priority for Europe, so you'll see that quite commonly throughout our catalog of awards, especially for Europe. Cybersecurity can range from everything from computer engineering up to the laws around data privacy and things of that nature. So really, cybersecurity is a good example of an interdisciplinary interest across Europe, and we see that very well represented throughout our catalog. But back to the All Disciplines Award in Albania, you'll also see there are different tabs. So let's look at the award requirements. For this award, a letter of invitation is preferred. That means you can have one. You do not have to have one to actually apply to this award. For this award, English is sufficient for teaching, and Albanian language sufficient to complete your research is required. So if you are proposing research, we advise you not to propose research that requires a level of Albanian that you do not have, unless your host institution can provide you with things like interpreters, translators, things of that nature. So again, a lot of the successfulness, a lot of the feasibility of this award is focused on the design of your project, especially given that this is such an open-ended award. This award is open to academics and appropriately qualified professionals outside of academia. There's additional qualification information. And for this award in particular, we actually have contacts at some universities in Albania. So that's a wonderful resource to have. It's a lot of information, but if you're interested in Albania, you're able to, you have contacts listed in the very award description. Under award benefits, we see a potential award package. These amounts are general ideas of what the award could provide. We don't confirm actual amounts until the award is actually conferred, but this is a good idea of what an award could provide. And then the country/area overview focuses on how the country engages with the Fulbright program and some insights around the country. So we can see that this is a very open-ended award, the All Disciplines Award to Albania. But let's look at a different kind of award to contrast it with the all disciplines award. I want to look at, why don't we stay in Albania, but look at the Investigative Journalism Award in Albania. So this award is also has one grant available, and the activities, this can either be a professional project or a combination teaching and research project. So you cannot just teach with this, you cannot just conduct research, you must do a combination of teaching and research or a professional project. A PhD is not required for this award. This is a 4 to 5 month grant, and the host institution is the Department of Journalism at Toronto University. We also have a contact at the host institution, the journalism department, and really this is focused on journalism. So unlike the All Disciplines Award, which while it did have preferences, was very open-ended to different kinds of academic disciplines, this is really focused on journalism, and it's also focused specifically at the Department of Journalism in Toronto University. A letter of invitation for this award is preferred. Applicants are encouraged to reach out to the potential host institutions. All teaching will be done in English. The university can cover the translation in Albanian if necessary. So that's a wonderful feature to this award. And then there's additional information about the award, the Department of Journalism, the contacts that you can be in touch with at the host institution. The award benefits also summarize what a potential grant could cover. And again, we have the country area overview that gives you a sense of the country and its engagement with the Fulbright program. So those are examples of two very different awards. We have the All Disciplines Award, which is open to a wide variety of academic disciplines and to a wide variety of host institutions in Albania, contrasted with the Journalism Award, which is very focused on journalism at a specific institution in Albania. And this gives you a good sense of, you know, the variety of awards that we have on offer. So at this point, we're going to jump back to the PowerPoint to finish the formal presentation, and we want to open the floor up to questions after that. So feel free, I know some folks have already chatted in questions already. Feel free to continue chatting those in. We will try to answer all the questions. We've been trying to type in answers to some questions. If we do not get to your question, though, we'll share our contact information for you to be in touch with us if you have further questions. And right now, I've pulled up a Q&A slide that has some common questions and answers, but what I wanted to, yes, this is our contact information. So again, feel free to email us at europeeurasia@iie.org. If you have questions we don't answer, you can join my Fulbright at cies2.org to indicate your interest. You may have a particular country interest, a region interest, a discipline interest. If you do join my Fulbright, we'll send you segmented messages about program updates, other webinars. You can absolutely visit our website to get a lot of information, and we will send you a sort of virtual toolkit of our resources to everyone who's registered for this webinar. And we also have a referral initiative where you can refer your colleagues if you feel someone might be interested in the Fulbright program. So let us open the floor to Q&A, and if you'll bear with us and give us a little bit of time to get organized, we'll scroll through and see some of the questions that have come in, but please do continue chatting in questions. Okay.
I believe we also answered some of the questions.
We did yeah. Chat in some answers to questions.
But also during the presentation.
During the presentation.
One question that I saw here is very important, and probably we covered it, but it's also worth highlighting that you can apply to only one award per application cycle, because that was that question.
Okay. This is a great question. What can feasibly be done in 3 to 6 months of research? In my experience, it takes quite a while to get up to speed and running on a new project. This is a wonderful, wonderful question, and I want to frame this in a way that's helpful. Feasibility is absolutely a criterion that we look at when evaluating applications. So you really don't want to propose something that's going to take you 2 years to do if you're applying for a six-month grant. If your work can be part of a larger project, but you really, really want to focus on, for the purposes of the Fulbright program, what you will do in those 3 to 6 months. So approaching it in a modular way so that you know you're not going to write a book in 3 months, but what can you do in 3 months to get you to a place that will add to your research, for example. Or you know, if you are making connections that will be part of a larger project, what part of that will take place in the grant activity period. So really that's something that, you know, we put on the applicant to frame your work so that it actually is feasible for the 3 to 6 months. We know that it's, you know, many projects take much longer than that to accomplish, but you know, our, you know, 800 scholars a year, successful applicants to our programs have really framed their projects in the parameters so that we know that they have a vision, a clear vision of what they're going to accomplish in the grant period as stated in the award. So we have another question. I think, Abhijit, can you answer this question?
Sure. So, this is specific to Kosovo, and that's a great question. Does Kosovo Higher Education Grant require a PhD? Is a master's degree with U.S. federal government and corporate executive experience acceptable for this grant? So the requirement, and you will see this also on the catalog of award, that PhD or other terminal degree is required. So depends on what is your terminal degree and what is your background, then PhD is definitely required or the terminal degree. So I hope that answers.
And in the field of education, there are many different kinds of degrees. So you'll have EDDs, there may be other degrees as well. If you have nuanced questions that you can't find the answers to in the award description, we encourage you to reach out to us to answer these questions. You may not always know, but we can try to find the appropriate answer for you. We have questions around the Distinguished Chair Awards. What is required to be a chair? Generally, Distinguished Chair Awards are for folks that are further along in their professional and academic careers. Any specific parameters will be listed in the award description in the catalog of awards. Are there any awards open to fall 2019? No. Our competition for 2019-20 closed last year. All opportunities available in our catalog of awards are for 2020-2021. For the U.S. Scholar Program. Is there an age limit to applying? There's absolutely not an age limit to applying. Again, our awards are a vast array of opportunities for folks that are early career, very far along in their career than other, many of our awards are open to whatever stage of career you're in. Is an acceptable, good idea, or bad idea to apply to more than one country? Most of our awards do feature only going to one country, and you can only apply to one award. There are a handful of awards where there's a multi-country aspect. So in Europe specifically, we have the Spain-Morocco grant, we have an award for Spain and Greece, and we have the brand new Iceland-Greece award as well. It's not a bad idea if you're applying to a particular award that has a multi-country aspect, as long as the work that you're proposing resonates with both countries and it's a project that sort of makes sense for the award parameters. So again, it's really about the project that you design, making sure that you're proposing something that the award supports, and that your profile fits into the profile sought by the award. I have a question about Fulbright specialists. So there is a 2-year wait between the end of one scholar grant and the application for another scholar grant, your status as a Fulbright specialist, which is a different Fulbright program, does not impact your eligibility for the Fulbright scholar program.
So this question I can take about Latvia. We have a specific question that the award length in Latvia is 5 months. So can you stay longer than that if you want to stay like for 2 semesters? No, unfortunately, you can only do the project proposal according to the grant length that is required on the and described on the catalog of awards. So you always need to plan and look for the grant length. That's where you will find the period of time for how long is the grant for, and just adjust the timing based on that. Because ultimately, when they review these applications, they will pay close attention to whether you have matched your project to the required time of the grant.
So I have a question about disciplines. Are awards strictly discipline bound, or is there room for interdisciplinary work? A lot of that will be contextualized in the award description. So if it's an all disciplines award, really, that's pretty open-ended. So it's really about how your connection with the host institution. Also, keeping in mind that in many cases, the way we organize higher education in the U.S. is not the same as other systems of education. So you may even sit between two departments anyway. But many of our scholars are engaging in interdisciplinary work, absolutely. It really will depend on if the award can support interdisciplinary work, which most of them can, unless it's a very particular area of focus, which will be stated in the award description. And again, if you have questions about the nuances of some awards, we do encourage you to be in touch with us. Another question, some awards state PhD, I have a DBA, may I still apply? A Doctor of Business Administration, that is a doctoral degree, so absolutely, as long as your experience is relevant to the award, then you are likely to be a good fit. As long, you know, again, though, you want to make sure that you're proposing a project that is supported by the award and that your profile fits the award description. So a Doctor of Business Administration, again, a different kind of doctoral degree, but generally that's okay. But if you have questions about a particular award and how a DBA might approach that award, definitely feel free to reach out to us. We have a question about Switzerland. We do not have a scholar program in Switzerland. We have the student program in Switzerland, but we don't have the scholar program in Switzerland. So yes, you're correct. We don't have any opportunities on the scholar program in Switzerland.
Yeah. So maybe we can answer also this question about what is the first step to apply for the Fulbright US Scholar Program. We do have the application guidelines posted on our on each of the awards. You will have like a button on the right hand side which says application guidelines. This is an online application form, and you can certainly propose a new project. And in, I know that Ukraine has some limited, like there are not, there's several awards offered in Ukraine. So they do have, however, one award which is in all disciplines, and you can certainly look for opportunities there. This is an open-ended opportunity in Ukraine, and you can just discuss with your host institution and propose your idea and see what, you know, what is their feedback, if this is something feasible, and then just to try to find the best match and try to identify the host institution that would be supporting and endorsing your project.
So we have a question about Norway and Sweden. Is it possible to fashion a grant to Norway and Sweden? So unfortunately, in most of our awards really only are to go to one country. So we don't have a Norway-Sweden award. Some of our awards do offer, there may be the possibility of taking a short-term trip to another country or regional trips within the country. That will be written into the award description. But again, we don't really have a specific award to go to both Norway and Sweden, so you would have to pick one, pick the more relevant country. What is the lead time for an institution to craft a proposal for consideration? That if you can expound on that a little bit more, I'm not sure if that question is specific to the Fulbright Scholar Program or if it's specific to the SIR or OLF program, which are different Fulbright programs, but institutions do not apply for a Fulbright U.S. Scholar grant. Individuals apply for U.S. scholar grants, so it's really, you know, some folks will take a few years to apply, some will learn about the program and apply in that year. It really does vary greatly.
So if an award requires a letter, how do you recommend one get such a letter of invitation if you don't know anyone at the institution or the country you'd like to apply? Again, like Peter pointed, some of the resources in the country. If you can't find a suggested host institution that you are recommended to work with, if it's like an open to affiliate with any institution in the country, you want to just search what's happening in the country, just Google that, or use another resource. If it's a U.S. embassy that manages the program in the country, you want to reach out to them, or if it's a Fulbright Commission, you want to reach out to them, but usually you will find some website and some suggested institutions that you want to work with. And also we have another very helpful tool, the Fulbright Scholar Directory. You can find that on our homepage, and then you will just search for Fulbright scholars who went to that particular country and see how they did their project and how they did reach out to these institutions. And then once you identify this host institution, you want to just send them your resume, a brief summary of your project idea, and see if this is something that is feasible in the country.
So we have a question about, are there awards for educational leadership? You can absolutely search for awards by discipline, and one of our discipline areas is education. If you search for education in Europe, 34 awards come up. That means that we have 34 awards in Europe, Eurasia, that either directly focus on education or can support projects in education. And then once you get those 34 awards up, you can start to dig through the awards and see what might fit into your, you know, the kind of project you'd like to do. Can independent study at a small niche institution be done in tandem with a Fulbright award? That will be contextualized by the specific parameters of the award. The answer is it depends. We say that a lot because of the nuances of our different awards. And you can absolutely be in touch with us for more information. If what you're looking for you can't really find in the award description. Is it a cold call to a sponsoring university to get a letter of invitation? This will really, really vary greatly depending on a number of factors. As you saw in the Albania award, we had elevated some contacts across different institutions in Albania and give you their email addresses. So these are people that have been elevated to the status of, you know, established contacts. So these are folks that are, you know what the Fulbright program is, have some level of engagement with it, and you're welcome to reach out to them. In some cases, I also work on the Western Hemisphere programs. A lot of cases in the Western Hemisphere, sometimes the embassies will be able to assist you in finding contacts. Or certainly in Europe, sometimes either the U.S. Embassy or the Fulbright Commission, depending on the country, will be able to assist you finding contacts. We also encourage you to lean on your own university's partnerships, resources. If you have MOUs with institutions abroad, if you know your colleagues who have gone on Fulbright grants, they may be able to advise you and get you in contact. So there are many ways to get in touch with host institutions overseas. We actually have some guidelines and parameters that we'll share with everyone who registered for this webinar in our follow-up message once we archive the webinar.
And also for these specific questions that you have for specific countries, just so that you know, we are going to host country-specific webinars for some of the biggest European countries. And we'll send you information on that, so stay tuned on that. And then we will be able to also answer some specific questions. But also, just keep in mind, you can always reach out to us, europeeurasia@ie.org, and we'll make sure to get back to you within 24 hours.
So because we had a little bit of an audio issue earlier, we're going to stay on for just a few more minutes to answer your questions. But again, I want to encourage folks, if we didn't get to your question, feel free to be in touch with us. I'm putting our contact information. The two-year wait period, I'm going to go through this really quickly. Two-year wait period, yes, the two-year wait period starts when your grant is over. So you have to wait 2 years from the end of your the last day of your grant activity for a Fulbright Scholar Grant to apply for another award. Do emeritus faculty qualify? For the most part, yes. If that is not the case, it will be written into the award description. Is there a full list of European universities that have offered master's degrees in the past to Fulbright Scholars? So what you're describing is actually the Fulbright Student Program, which is a different program than the Scholar Program. There are many opportunities on the Fulbright Student Program to get a graduate degree overseas. This is a different program than the program that we're discussing today. We're discussing the Fulbright capital S Scholar Program. So these are awards for faculty, administrators, professionals outside of academia. If you are looking for a Fulbright to help you get a graduate degree, either master's or PhD, you'll want to look at the Fulbright U.S. Student Program, which is a different program.
And also that program will be open for application in April for the 2021. So I can take this question about Ireland. I'm interested in applying for an award in Ireland, and I will be in Ireland this summer. Would it be appropriate to visit either a university contact or the local Fulbright contact while I'm there? Absolutely, yes. So feel free to reach out, contact them. It's a good way to establish some contact, even explain your project and get their feedback while you're there. It will help you, and many of the Fulbright applicants do so. So yes, I encourage you to do so.
I have a question about what award should I apply to? Get in touch with us, and we'll help you with some insights, and we'll help you sort of refine what you're thinking of doing. And you know, we can't decide what award is right for you, but we can certainly give you insight and resources to help you make that decision. What dates can I propose for the project? If the application is due September 16th, could I propose June or August 2020? That will depend greatly on the award description. It'll be written into the award. Some awards are very open. Generally, June 2020 is the first period where you can start your award activity. You can download the application. It is an online application, but we have an extensive application guidelines.
It's an online application, so you just register your profile and then.
Briefly, an award is an instance of an opportunity. Award is an opportunity, rather. A grant is an instance of an opportunity. So one award can have three grants, or one grant, or 45 grants, but that's the difference between award and grant. Does the host institution provide housing? Is this a component of the grant? This will vary greatly depending on the award.
Yeah, we do provide information about this housing in most of the awards.
You can only apply for one award. You may indicate in the application if you're interested in being considered for another award or another country, but really you shouldn't write an application that could be read one way or the other. You really want to focus on the award of focus. All disciplines awards have preferences in many cases. how can unique disciplines like pharmacy feel like they have a shot, if not one of the preferred ones? So, okay, I have two things to say about this question. It may be that pharmaceutical studies are not a priority for the country, and it might be something that isn't well received. Things like medicine, you certainly can do medical research, but you cannot practice medicine on the Fulbright program, and certainly there are laws, regulations, standards that vary widely across different systems of medicine. So if you're not finding in the particular country an opportunity that can accommodate pharmacy or medical studies, that may not be a priority for the country. We certainly do have awards that feature that. So we have awards in the biomedical sciences in Spain, in Austria, in Egypt, in Finland. There are a wide variety of awards that do support medical sciences, but if you're not finding a particular award that has a preference for your field, that may be a sign that it's not a priority for the country. The other thing I can say about that is there a linkage to one of the preferred fields? So if you're really dead set on going to a country that doesn't prefer pharmacy, but say they prefer things like education, is there something along the lines of medical education that your project could provide a linkage to? So that's a consideration, and it's a different way to approach it. But again, the award, your proposal does have to have relevance to the country. That's one of the criteria that we have. And if you're not seeing your discipline or the kind of project that you're interested in doing listed as a preference, that could be a sign that it's not a priority for the country, and you may want to look at other opportunities.
So the other question, if there are access to examples or samples of project statements, we will be sending you electronic resources, but also just keep in mind once you start thinking about applying for the Fulbright program, so why that particular country, why that particular discipline, what is the impact that you want to achieve in that host institution or in the country or in the discipline. So, and long-term impact when you return from the program in the U.S., how is this going to affect you professionally, personally? All these questions you want to ask yourself before starting the application.
Can I apply to the Fulbright Scholar Program and the Fulbright Student Program concurrently? No, you can't. So you have to pick one award across the umbrella of Fulbright programs.
So we have a question and a comment, again, specific to Kosovo. I know that Kosovo has the old discipline, but pharmacy is not one of them. Actually, yes, even in the old discipline, they do list three preferred disciplines, pharmacy is not one of them. So, unfortunately, again, like Peter highlighted, you need to look for the other countries that do offer this opportunity, and Kosovo is not one of them. Sorry about that.
And we'll close questions in just a few minutes. We really, though, do want to thank you all for joining with us. I know we had a little bit of technological issues in the beginning of the presentation. We really thank you for your patience, and we thank you so much for your interest in the Fulbright program. Again, we'll share a recording of this webinar as well as a full set of digital resources for everyone who registered for this webinar. And if we don't get to your question, absolutely feel free to be in touch with us at europeeurasia@iie.org. So, really quickly, just a few more questions for those of us who don't yet have PhDs and are interested in scholarly professional projects. There's a few options that stand out, like the Global Scholar Award, the Public Policy Fellowship, the Mid-Career Professional Development, and other open-ended awards like those in Finland. Does Fulbright offer support in determining the best match for a project proposal? We cannot make this decision for you, but we can provide information about awards. You have the catalog at your disposal, so we encourage you to do a lot of research and look at the award description, and then reach out to us if you have questions about awards. We can't make that decision for you, but we can provide information for you to make the best decision for yourself. And I think we have time for one more question. This is a good question that I want to that I want to address, and I think it's a good closing question because it speaks to a particular question, but also a larger issue. Can you have multiple locations within a country to perform your research? And if so, would you need multiple letters of support or invitation? So the first thing I would look at is, does the country support that? Does the award, rather, support that? Because awards can be different even within the same country. So does the award support multiple locations, or does it specifically prohibit them? Then the other question I ask is, can you propose a project that we can see its quality, it is feasible and relevant to the country if you're traveling to different sites in the country? So that's something that I would ask you. So the answer to your question is absolutely yes, you can propose multiple locations, but as long as the award supports that or doesn't prohibit it, but does that contribute to a strong and relevant project? And that's something that you'll have to sort of decide for yourself on what position you'll take in terms of writing your proposal. So the answer to that is, again, yes, as long as the award doesn't prohibit it, but the sort of longer answer is this a strong project? Does having multiple sites speak to a relevant, feasible, and quality project? And I think that's the main takeaway here in general, like what you're proposing. Does it fit into the parameters of the award, but then is it also something compelling, something relevant, something you can accomplish in the award period? These are real questions that you want to ask yourself when you're crafting your proposal. So at this point, again, we want to thank everyone for joining us today. I know I speak on behalf of Aberdita. We had a lot of fun with this webinar. You've got a lot of great questions. Mm-hmm. We did not get to everyone's questions, unfortunately, but do feel free to reach out to us. If you have questions, europeeurasia@ie.org, and we're happy to reply to your questions. We really do thank you all for joining us, though, and be on the lookout for some digital resources from us in the next few days.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure co-hosting this webinar with Peter and answering very great questions you have. And looking forward to hearing from you, and good luck with your application.